With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Emergency responders helping residents to escape high water from flooding in Charleston, South Carolina, after the National Weather Service reported record rains.
Senior meteorologist Brian Adams.
That record amount was 3.63 inches. That's a calendar day. And that beat the old record of 1.43 set in 1948.
He also says high winds were an issue as well, blowing out windows and ripping off roofing at least three businesses. The Charleston Fire Department says it responded to at least a dozen incidents where vehicles were sinking. The department also helped relocate 13 people from vehicles or floodwaters. I'm Julie Walker.
Meanwhile, torrential rain, landslides, and flash floods in Indonesia's Sumatra Island. At least 19 people have been killed. Also, at SRNNews.com, United States has deployed Marines to beef up security at the U.S. Embassy in Port-au-Prince and evacuate non-essential personnel. Guyana's President Muhammad Arfin Ali says world leaders, including the U.S., should be meeting with Caribbean officials concerning the Haiti crisis.
To urgently address this state of affairs and all other matters critical to the stabilization of security and the provision of urgent humanitarian aid to the people of Haiti.
An effort to get aid to Gaza by sea is moving ahead, but the first ship to test the new corridor is still waiting in Cyprus with 200 tons of food on board. Ukrainian authorities criticizing Pope Francis that for saying Kyiv should have the, quote, courage to negotiate an end with the war with Russia. This is SRN News. Research shows teachers' unions are out of step with parents and teachers' views when it comes to gender ideology.
A recent Pew Research Center report shows more than two-thirds of teachers, parents, and teenage students do not support the teaching of gender identity or gender fluidity in schools. That's at odds with the position of the nation's largest teachers' unions. Many teachers and parents also believe the choice to opt out of gender ideology instruction should be available. Liberty Counsel said the data confirms that this has no place in public education. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Quite a discovery. Israeli archaeologists unearthing a rare 1,900-year-old coin. The Israel Antiquities Authority says the coin was discovered near the Dead Sea. It features a date palm and is engraved with the name Eliezer the Priest. This is SRN News. Middle East franchisee of Starbucks has begun to fire staff members at the coffee shops all across the region.
The firings occurred after the brand found itself targeted by activists during the ongoing Israel-Hamas war in the Gaza Strip. The Kuwait-based Al Shaya Group issued a statement acknowledging the firings. It's a private family firm holding franchise rights for a variety of Western companies, including the Cheesecake Factory, H&M, and Shake Shack.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Now, Alicia declined to answer questions about how many employees it was firing. Who says women can't fight? Women's college basketball today between South Carolina and LSU. A couple of young ladies got into it, and when all was said and done, six players had been kicked out of the game. More details at SRNNews.com.